You're looking at a fragile figurine from the pre-dynastic period. In other words, from before the time that Egypt was united under the first pharaohs. It's made of unbaked clay mixed with ground limestone, and it's astonishing that it has survived for more than 5,000 years. Diana Craig-Patch, assistant curator of Egyptian art, points out some of the details. Diana Craig-Patch.
You can see actually they've done the individual hairs on her eyebrows. She has anklets that decorate the lower part of her legs. You can see the little dots that indicate that they were beaded.
It's not clear whether these marks indicate actual jewelry or tattoos, but if you look around her back, you see markings that do indeed indicate tattoos.
You can see quite clearly one animal. It's probably either a wild goat or an antelope.
Just a few early figurines of this type have survived. Most were found with human burials. Usually the figurine's pubic area is emphasized, as it is here, so it may be that they represent fertility, functioning in rituals for rebirth. This figure's prominent nose and hair are made from a separate, unknown substance.
And what's also interesting is, archaeologically, we found a number of actual wigs, little wigs, just like this, coming out of graves, that indicate that these things were made and then applied to statues as the hair. The detail on the wig is fascinating.